With this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, March 7th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Yesterday, the boys' state basketball tournament continued quarterfinal play in Class 4A, and the semifinals got started in Class 1A down in Des Moines. Let's take a look at the scores. On our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page, we'll go through the 4A state quarterfinals. Top-seeded Cedar Rapids Kennedy got by Dallas Center Grimes, no problem. 66-45 win for the Cougars. Ankeny defeated Dubuque Senior in the 5-versus-4 matchup, 60-47. West Des Moines Valley knocked off Johnston, a CIML matchup, 64-57. And it was Bettendorf taking down Cedar Falls, 6-over-3 seed upset there, 65-56. The Class 1A state semifinals saw the two top seeds move on to tomorrow afternoon's championship game. North Lynn, the top seed, defeated Winfield Mount Union 67-51, and it was second seeded Marquette Catholic narrowly getting by three seeded Lake Mills by a final score of 59-57. Again, all these state basketball scores can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab at the top of the homepage, in the drop down menu, click on sports scores and results. We continue now taking a look at the all conference teams for high school basketball around the area as we go now to the Warrigal Conference, where, of course, the majority of our area schools reside. Taking a look first at the girls' first team all-conference honors. Again, the majority of the honorees are from Plymouth County. In fact, six of the 11 first team all-conference selection in Warrigal Conference girls basketball coming from the area. Of course, Remsen St. Mary's, being a state semifinalist, undefeated champion of the Warrigal Conference, they get three first-team all-conference selections, and they are the three 1,000-point career scorers, including seniors Carmody Rickey, Maya Bunkers, and Whitney Jensen, all eclipsing the 1,000 career point mark and helping lead Remsen St. Mary's to the state semifinal round. The Hinton Blackhawks had the next most as far as first-team all-conference selections. They include sophomore Bailey Boovy and senior Ashlyn Kovarna. Boovy, one of the best rebounders in the conference this year, second in the league in rebounds. Ashlyn Kovarna, the best passer in the conference, leading the league in assists. Also on the first-team all-conference list is Akron Westfield junior Mackenzie Hughes, who eclipsed 1,000 career points on the season as well. She led the Warrigal Conference in scoring this year by 32 points. Not many were close to her, and Mackenzie Hughes earns first-team all-Warrigal Conference. We go to the second team, where Remsen St. Mary's had another all-conference honoree, and that was senior post player Claire Schrader, who nearly got to 1,000 career points. Hinton senior guard Cadence Peters, who could shoot the three-point shot pretty darn well, she earned second team all-Warrigal Conference this year for the Blackhawks. Akron Westfield junior Josie Jacobs also earning second team all-conference, and MMCRU's best player on the season earning second team all-conference. Conference, that would be senior Jaden Young. Finally, to the honorable mention all-conference teams, they include Hinton sophomore Carlin Kovarna, Akron Westfield junior Allie Sawyer, MMCRU junior Kylie Harpenom, and Galen Catholic's only all-conference selection, that would be junior Rizeah Sitzman. We'll take a look at the rest of the first-team all-conference honorees. They include a couple from George Little Rock and Lindsey Haken and Taryn Odens, Hartley Melvin Sanborns, Kylie Schiffoff, Harris Lake Parks, Kendall Niemeyer, and Wes Sue. Molly Holsoff earned first-team All-Warrigal Conference selections. You can check out the entire listing of all-conference teams. They're up on our website at KLEM1410.com. We switch gears over to the boys' side of the all-conference teams, and once again, Plymouth County did a pretty darn good job placing seven area athletes of the 11 first-team all-conference selections. At the top, of course, that would be the Remsen St. Mary's Hawks, champions of the Warrigal Conference this year. They get two first-team all-conference selections, including junior post player Colin Homan, who was third in the conference in scoring and second in the conference in rebounding. And it also includes junior forward Sam Schmillen, who helped him out on many different occasions scoring the basketball. Akron Westfield earned a pair of all-conference honors. They include seniors guard and forward Leighton Cook and Jackson Marnock, a really strong combo this year. Marnock finished third in the Warrigal Conference this year in rebounds. Slayton Cook was doing a lot of the scoring for the Westerners here this season. Again, two first-team all-conference selections for Akron Westfield. Then the rest of our area teams had one each on the first team. Hinton sophomore Logan Kempema, MMCRU sophomore post Brayson Mulder, and Galen Catholic senior forward Gabe Wilchin earning first-team all-Wario Conference selections this year. The rest of the first team sees South O'Brien get a pair, Ben Woodall and Derek Paulson. George Little Rock's Drew Denikus and Trinity Christian's Dustin Hawksbergen earning first team All-Wario Conference. To the second team, where once again Plymouth County has the majority there, five of the eight second team selections from the area. They include Remsen St. Mary's junior point guard Landon Waldschmidt, Hinton sophomore guard Carver DeGroat, MMCRU's senior leader Kyler Bork, as well as MMCRU's Michael Peterson earning second team All-Conference selections. Galen Catholic sophomore forward Nolan Teal earned second-team All-Conference this year as well. Finally, to the honorable mention selections, they include Remsen St. Mary's junior Carter Tenninger, Akron Westfield senior Carter Wilkin, Hinton junior forward Kyle Leary, and Galen Catholic senior guard Trevor Teal. Congratulations to all of our area All-Conference athletes on a great season, and of course getting the well-deserved recognition from your area conferences. Again, you can check out the Western Valley All-Conference teams, Missouri River Activities Conference All-Conference teams, and the Wario Conference All-Conference basketball teams. They're up on our website at KLEM1410.com under the Sports tab at the top of the homepage. In the drop-down menu, click on Local Sports News. We go now to the sports schedule for today, and surprise, it's track and field season in Plymouth County. It's indoor track and field season. We'll put that caveat on it, of course. Over in Ames at Iowa State University, the Iowa Track and Cross Country Coaches Association are holding their indoor state championships, and a couple of Plymouth County teams are competing today. It is the boys' state championship day today. Best of luck to Lamar's community and the Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central boys on their competition in Ames today at Iowa State University at the Track and Field Coaches Association Indoor Championships, and that will officially get our spring sports season underway in Plymouth County. Also on the sports schedule today, 2A, 3A, and 4A state basketball semifinals in Class 2A. It's Trainer taking on Western Christian. Their rivals, Unity Christian, will take on the Hudson Pirates. In Class 3A, it's Davenport Assumption against Decorah, and MOC Floyd Valley squares off with Waverly Shellrock. In Class 4A today, Ankeny squares off with Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and it's Bettendorf facing off with West Des Moines Valley. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter as well for up-to-date sports news at KLEM Sports on Twitter. I'm going to encourage you to tune in to tomorrow's sportscast all throughout the day on KLEM. We'll have a feature on a couple of new Hall of Fame inductees in their various sport in Plymouth County, so make sure you check that out by tuning into KLEM Radio during any of our three sportscasts throughout the day tomorrow. This has been our Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.